Welcome to Woman Conversations. I'm your host, Suzanne Peters, and my mission is to empower you to create the life you want by providing advice, tips, and strategies from women all around the world. So what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button and join us on the inside. And remember, woman to woman, you can create the life you want.
Good morning. My name is Atiqua Alcorn. I am located in Jonesboro, Arkansas. It is such an honor to be able to connect with Woman to Woman and share with you my message. Today, I'm going to talk about how we as women need to be intentional with ourselves. We need to kind of put the time and the energy into ourselves to know what we want and to kind of stand on it. As women, we wear a lot of different hats. We're mothers, we're friends, we're sisters, we're nieces, we are daughters, we work, we have children, we are spouses, and we know our intentions with those many hats that we wear. But very often I run into women and I ask them, well, what are your intentions with yourself? What do you want? And a lot of times, when we ask women things about themselves or to describe themselves, they don't know. But yet I can tell you a whole 10-page story of my intentions with my kids. I can tell you so much about my intentions with my spouse. I can tell you how I intend to further my career in the steps that I want to take to prosper in my job, but myself personally, can I tell you my intentions? What is intentional? My definition is intention of being intentional is to put the time and energy toward whatever I want. Lately, since we're in this quarantine season, I've been devoting a lot of time to myself to grow personally. I shouldn't come out of this season and be the same person I was when I entered in this season because I have a lot of free time. My intention is to grow. I've been personally doing counseling, which I am learning a lot about myself and how to channel some of my emotions and learning where the root of those emotions come from. I've been incorporating yoga, but my intention is to grow personally because a lot of times we talk about generational wealth. We don't talk about generational health. So my intentions is to grow as a person so that I can plant a seed for my children to not go through some of the obstacles I went through by making better choices or better coping skills, not be so frustrated or giving myself busy work so that I won't have to deal with certain things. So those are just ways that I am trying to be intentional in this season. So think of the many hats that you wear in your everyday life. Think of your intentions with those many hats. You know, we want to always teach our kids. We want to always be loving to our spouse. And we want to either, some of us want to leave our jobs. Some of us want to get promoted in our jobs. We know our intentions. Now just focus on you for a second. What are your intentions with you? So we talk about our intentions with ourselves, we have to do one thing first. We have to stop the negative talk about ourselves. We as women, we will receive a compliment and we don't know how to just say thank you. We second guess first, is this person's intentions good with this compliment? You know how we do as women. Well, are they trying to be funny? We need to just say thank you. Whatever their intention is not our prerogative. Like, we shouldn't worry about their intention. But if they give us a compliment, we need to accept that compliment. But we also need to stop the negative self-talk about ourselves. One practice that I do is I try to say 5 good things about myself, 5 things that I like about myself, 5 things that I can say affirmations to myself every day. Now, the list gets longer every day because I want more every day. Sometimes I realize that, okay, I reached that point and I may take some things off, but my intentions is to stop the negative self-talk. I'm not no longer looking at myself like I don't deserve this or I'm not worthy of this, but I am this, which you are, whatever you want to be. So we have to start talking positive to ourselves. That way we can start walking positive, acting positive. Another way that we can be intentional as women is be realistic. In order to be intentional, if I want certain things, let's say my goal, my intention with myself is to save more money, to be financially stable. How can I do that? I can't do that if I am a bad spender. I can't do that if every time I see a sale, and y'all know it's a lot of sales going on right now, I'm jumping on the sales, spending bukus of money on sales, but my intentions is to save money. My actions have to align with my intentions. So one, we got to stop the negative talk, and two, we got to change behaviors. Another thing that I've learned as I begin to develop better intentions with myself is I keep a journal. I write down whatever my intentions are, and I give myself, I clap for myself. Like, I literally put clapping for myself, because if my intention is to say kinder words to people, I write down 3 times today where I control what I said and I was kind to this person, to allow myself to know, one, I can do it, two, I did do it, and three, I am going to clap for myself. Because so many times we look for praise from other people when we should be the main one clapping for ourselves. Nobody can do you like you. So that is the number one reason why it is very great to be intentional with ourselves. Nobody can do you like you, but nobody is going to love you like you. Nobody is going to take care of you like you. Nobody is going to care about you the way you care about you. And again, as women, we care about so many other people. We care about so many other things, but this is the time where we have to say, okay, I'm first. I'm going to take care of me first. My intention is to be in tune with me. My intention is to love me. My intention is to grow me. A person who is, you can't give love from an empty cup. So I have to intentionally pour into me. And that's something that I had to learn myself. You get so frustrated. If you don't have self-love, it's just having a cup with a hole in it. You can't give to your kids. You can't give to your spouse. You can't give to your job. You can't give nothing if you got a cup with a hole in it. So be very intentional with taking time out to yourself and examining your cup and saying, okay, this is what's going to work for me. This is what's going to fix this hole in my cup. Whether you need a solid concrete foundation, you need to patch it up with concrete, or if you need to just put a Band-Aid on it. Like, that's what worked for you in your cup. So being very intentional with how we take care of ourselves, that way we can pour into other people, pour into other things. We have to stop shortchanging ourselves. If your intention is to go long, go long. Don't get halfway there and say, okay, I'm farther than what I was yesterday. No, if your intention is to do a whole mile, do the whole mile. Like, stop shortchanging yourself so that you can learn to trust yourself. You can learn to love yourself. I did a survey with 100 women in 2018. And the question that I asked, it was 2 questions. Do you love yourself and do you trust yourself? 80% of those women either love themselves and didn't trust themselves, or trusted themselves and didn't love themselves. And 20% of the women said they do both. They love themselves and they trust themselves. So we have to stop shortchanging ourselves. So one, we can love ourselves fully and we can trust ourselves fully. And by shortchanging ourselves, like, sometimes we cheat ourselves. you know how you're going to take care of you. You know how you can trust you. And it's very important to be intentional with the trust that we have for ourselves. Stop lying to ourselves. We have to be realistic with our intentions. If my intention was, like I said, to be kinder and say kinder words to people, I can't come to you with, I don't mean no harm, and then say something harmful. No, I need to speak out of love at all times. I need to channel or think about what I'm saying, because I cannot say I don't mean no harm and then harm you. I can't say, I don't mean to be mean and then be mean to you. Energy is how we feed our emotional self, like how we feed our emotions, how we invest in ourselves. So to take that time and be intentional with our energy is very important. I was reading a book, I can't remember the name of the book, but it said, how you handle it is not how you are. And that's the thing with intention. Like how I handle it is not how I normally would handle it. So it goes back to changing behavior. Forgive me, I'm looking at my notes, you guys. But I just want you to keep those three things in mind. Be intentional. Put the time and energy into yourself. Be very intentional with yourself. Take this time to learn self-love, to learn, look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I want to be like this. These are the steps that I have to go to be this way. These are the behaviors I have to change. And then start walking in that, I am this, I am this, I am this. And be very intentional. Stop the negative talk. That's the biggest thing that I see with women, is that we talk so negative, or we listen how other people talk about us. And it's not even about them. Being intentional with yourself is not about anybody else. It's strictly about you. It's about how you perceive yourself, how you want to perceive yourself. My grandma told me this one time, and it stuck with me for the rest of my adult years. I was in a very bad relationship, and I didn't want to leave. And I said, Granny, I don't want to leave this relationship because I'm afraid of what people are going to think. And she said, you're not entitled to be anybody you were 3 seconds ago. And that is so true. Like, if I was a liar then, I don't have to be a liar 3 seconds ago. If I was doing drugs 3 seconds ago, I don't have to be that no more once I made up my mind, once I'm walking in that purpose to be very intentional. I encourage you to keep a journal of your growth toward being the intentional woman that you want to be, so you can go back and say, I see my growth. So you can chart your growth. It's such a moment of relief when I think that, okay, I'm at a standstill, and I go back and I just read my journal from 3 days ago or maybe 5 days ago, and I realize, okay, I did it. I did it this day, and I can continue to do it. Because the hardest thing ever is to change behavior that we've been doing for 10 plus years or that we even seen growing up. But if my intentions is to change and I start somewhere, I've already accomplished the hardest part just by starting. I'm honored to be here again. I'm glad I got to keep it short and simple. Again, keep a journal, stop the negative self-talk, and change your behaviors. I hope you guys become very intentional for the rest of 2020 and so on. You can find me at Atiqua Kalia Alcorn on Facebook, and that's spelled T'Qua. Kalia is spelled K-A-L-E-E-A-H Alcorn on Facebook. I really enjoy Women Empowerment. Hopefully we have this Women Empowerment celebration June the 28th. If you're able to make it, I would love to see you there. But in the meantime, I pray that you all be intentional with the love and care that you take care of yourself and just focus on yourself.